When you stay at a five-star hotel, you don't expect to worry about the fresh, clean sheets. You'd only expect the best services money can buy. But five-star hotels in Beijing have called those standards into question after a video revealed unchanged bed linen and dirty toilets. I wonder how dirty is dirty in this story, though. But let's talk about what happened.
Sure.
The spontaneous inspection that was given to many hotels in Beijing.
So the self-proclaimed independent team Lanmei Test has released this video that you've talked about, saying that they have investigated five international hotels rated five star, and they are Intercontinental, Hilton, Shangri-La, and JW Marriott, and its subsidiary W Hotels this Monday. It showed concerning hygiene conditions, and let's talk about them. According to the team, they checked into the same hotel rooms across two consecutive days and each of the five hotels. On the first day, they used invisible stamps that only showed under UV lights. And these lights, you can see some purple light they can shoot out, and you will see the stamps if the stamps has not
It's
been
like a
cleaned by
hidden
water.
stamp. Only a blue light, a color light, a black light, sorry,
A black
can
lights,
reveal.
yes. And they put all those marks on the bathtubs, toilets, the bed linen and the bed sheets, quote, pretty much everything. And they released a 6-minute video, even though they claimed later on saying that they have the full video, but they released the 6-minute one. And in that one, you can see that all of the five hotels, no bed linen had been changed and no bathtub or
Allegedly, allegedly.
toilet seats had been cleaned. And also in three of the five hotels, tooth glasses were not changed or cleaned properly.
I'm going to say allegedly to all of this because there's also another piece of information New Hong Lin is leaving out, and that is Lanmei's test post. That is the people that did this. They're associated in being funded by cheer.com. And so it's a Chinese travel website. I hope I got it right.
Qiongyouwang.
Oh, thank you. Okay. So that Chinese travel website is partnered with Airbnb. And the thing is, Airbnb, I think, competes with hotels just in general. I think they have their one stars and their five stars. The thing is, I don't think they have to go after one star hotels because most people know maybe there's you get what you pay for in many cases. And so that kind of thing, probably they don't need to compete against them. They're at least at the same level, or people probably think, hey, Airbnb is better than, this motel over here. But the thing is, as Hyung had said when she was introducing this topic, the best money can buy. We want that to be number one, right? And so there's a couple of things that I think is a little mysterious here. And that is, A, they're using something that only, of course, people are like, blacklight. Ooh, that makes sense when you look at the bed, right? Who used that before you? All this different stuff. But they put it all over the place. And like in the, you said, the toilet, in the bathtub, all these different things. But like a bathtub's pretty big, and maybe somebody was cleaning it, and maybe they just didn't get that spot. I don't know specifically. There could have been a lot of things. Also, with regards to the video you're talking about, in the video I saw it, it's cut. It's so cut and fragmented. And the thing is, it's like boom, they're here, boom, they're here, stamping this, stamping that. It's like you see a frame of a blanket, and just a black light. But you can't even tell if it's in the hotel room or all this different stuff. This could be completely staged. And in which case, at first when I saw this, I was like, wow, did they even use
Bed.
the bed and whatnot, Because I think sometimes maybe there's this unofficial thinking that the hotel cleaning staff will go in there, and if it looks like nobody stayed in here, maybe somebody rented it, but their flight just never came in, so they never stayed there. Maybe they just think, okay, yeah, definitely this, without a reasonable doubt, this has not been stayed in. So, in which case, why clean what's not dirty, right? Don't fix what's not broken. Okay, that's maybe just the thinking behind this. But even if they had maybe messed up and tossed the room a little bit in this video camera, because New Hong Lin had, before the show, said, oh, look, Ryan, look in the video. Look, they're messing up the bed a little bit.
I don't sound like that.
You got very excited. That's what I was trying to portray because we were arguing about this before the show. I'm like, New Hong Lin, the camera only shows you what the person holding it wants you to see. And afterwards, they could have cleaned it up and made the people, everything was invisible. All the marks they put were invisible, made it look like the room was never touched. And then so someone comes in and says, oh, nobody really stayed in here. All right. And then boom. Airbnb's paid, you know, or associated company goes public with this, and suddenly Marriott and all these, you know, very nice hotels take a hit, and suddenly Airbnb's business gets better. I think there's a lot of coincidences here, and I would like to say that there's definitely some things that I want to see proven, which is like the fact that they didn't just clean it up after they videotaped what you saw on camera. Like I said, a video only shows you what they want you to see.
Yeah, I totally agree. Actually, they don't even have to shoot in different days. They can get in one day and shoot them, put the stamps on the sheets, and then shoot the sheets saying that, oh, it's another day already. It's not being cleaned. If they want to stage it, of course they can. But I don't think they're going to do that. Because if you wanted to say you're proving that the five-star prestigious hotels didn't change their sheet and you're just lying about it, it's going to be a huge deal. The hotels will sue you and sue you so bad. And we don't see any of these five hotels saying they're totally lying. We have proof that we've been clean and up to standard services every day, and we'll sue them saying that they're liable. We didn't see any of that. And also, if you want to have a PR fight or something, making sure that Airbnb is earning a lot of money and heating five-star hotels, you can think of a thousand ways. I don't think it can be a very smart way of beating five-star hotels. And
it's a very smart way.
It's you questioning if it's lying, it's not.
The money you pay for, the service you're expecting, you're not getting for the money, then people will choose a different option. Why pay for more and get less?
I think that is a good question. And the part that I do agree with you, Ryan, that I think is a very logical, rational way of attacking a lot of the issues that we don't really see a obvious answer to these days is follow the money. Follow the money. So when you see that, oh, there's maybe collaboration with Airbnb, or maybe Airbnb has some investment in this so-called independent inspection team, then that does make you question about the intention of this so-called independent inspection of sanitary standards in these hotels. But I, as a average user of potentially Airbnb and five-star hotels, actually, when I look at this, I would probably think, even if the five-star hotels, established brands, can't do this, I think it doesn't give me more faith in Airbnb, which is operated by, you know, individuals renting out their own apartments that could do better. So I can't necessarily make that connection here. Yeah. But this inspection or this way of testing how five-star hotels are doing is not brand new. There's also this other inspection that was carried out in New York last year. How did that go?
Right. So in September 2016, Inside Edition, I guess an American media, went to 9 different hotels in New York and found, I guess, that 3 of them kind of had similar problems, these being Candlewood Inn and Suites, owned by Intercontinental. I believe that's one we had just mentioned. La Quinta Inn and Suites near Central Park in Marriott, again, residents in New York, Manhattan, and Times Square. So there is some flags to be raised here, I think. The fact that universally, you could say, in 2 different parts of the world, same owned companies might be having the same problem. But also, you can just say maybe they got one hotel chain at the wrong time. This is something maybe a lot of hotels might be doing. I don't specifically know. I do think, though, that I just don't think, here's what I'll say. There's no such thing as perfect, folks, okay? But there is such thing as PR portraying perfect. Disney does exist, but it exists in a movie, not in our real lives, okay? The thoughts that I can show you and portray and advertise to you can sound perfect because I know what perfect should be, but it's never attainable, okay? Because of human error, because we all like to cut corners, because humans do jobs and there's no such thing as purely professional because those are robots and we're human beings. Some people can get dangerously close and they probably don't have a lot of friends. Anyways, talking back to this hotel thing though, you know, these hotels, they portray, come stay at the 5-star Marriott Hotel where you will enjoy caviar on your bed, but, you know, in a little tub so it's not on your bed, and it's going to be great, you know, jacuzzi hot tub in your bed
not
as well.
Washed.
You can just roll over and fall in it, and it's great. Welcome to the Marriott, you know, and you're like, whoa. That sounds like heaven, you know? And so you want to go there. They portray it as a perfect place to spend your vacation, of course. Who doesn't? Who's going to drop money in an ad that doesn't see you in a perfect light? But for those of you that do go to a 5-star Marriott hotel or different places, I've had the pleasure of several times in my life being able to do that. And the thing is, perfect doesn't exist. But when I look at these rooms, I know that it looks like nobody's touched it. Every time they've been pristine.
Mm-hmm.
Pristine. So maybe if a blacklight test comes out, even maybe certain cleaners can't clean out what a blacklight would pick up in hotel sheets. I'm not going to jump to conclusions, but I do know that every time I go in a hotel that's 5-star, it looks pristine, crisp, amazing. And the visual aesthetics of it being perfect are there.
Yeah.
Now, but when you dig under the microscope, I think maybe in certain circumstances that's not the case. But like I said, perfect doesn't always exist.
I think that you make a very good point in saying that perfect does not exist, and that is the reality. But what's next to perfect, which is humanly achievable?
Mm.
And it should not be laziness of not changing bed sheets, which is the bottom line. When you're paying this handsome price and also premium price to get into a 5-star hotel, which is the top of all hotel services that you're expecting. And Ryan,
yeah.
I totally understand when you see the pristine condition of a hotel room, the neatly folded edges of all bed linen and all that, it looks great. But in a way, as an average customer, a hotel goer, I feel jaded. You look great, but underneath, you haven't even changed the sheets, possibly.
Yep.
So you don't care about that much of cleanness. You just care that it looks okay so it can trick the layman eyes of an average hotel goer.
Or anybody that goes there. You would have heard stories in hideous rumors about these hotels if they conducted business like that. I don't think it's that common, actually. And you know what? I think 90% of the time it does happen. Yet in this circumstance, I would say there's maybe reason to point out there's biasness in the ties from who published this and them to Airbnb. I would have liked to see in this test visible stains that they left, something that's not necessarily blacklight, to see if it does get cleaned. You know, maybe the staff walks in and they're told, hey, to save, you know, like to save water or to not chemically bleach the sheets, or if it's, you know, if it's not broken, don't fix it, that kind of thing. If it looks like nobody stayed in the room, or it's just you're positive, then maybe they can call their manager and they check in and they move on to the next room, because that's a lot of time saved. Maybe you can get more rooms done. Who knows, right? Maybe they have this system of quality standard, but still keep in mind, perfect does not exist. But this is maybe the closest thing you can get. And the thing is, the companies make these standards, all right? The companies want to get as close as what you said perfect is. But the thing is, no CEO has the time to check every hotel room in their intercontinental hotel chains.
Mm-hmm.
So it's left to the grassroots people. And I don't know about you. I think a lot of people get the job done, but often cut corners or say, I can wait to do this later. Or they won't notice if I don't do this. I'll just do that. Everybody's done that. So, Hyeong, what I'll say to you is don't hold people to standards we ourselves cannot meet. You know, I think it looking visibly crisp, clean, you'll know it's probably a clean room. But I think when you walk in and you see like maybe an indent in the bed, or maybe like the toilet has a ring in it, or same with the shower has prints in it, you definitely can say, yeah, this room wasn't cleaned.
See, my problem towards this is, first of all, I think cutting corner would mean standard ask me to wipe it 5 times and I wipe it 3 times. It doesn't mean standard ask me to change the sheet, but I just make it tidy. But I don't want to dig into that. I think the problem here is having the video released makes so many people lose, kind of losing their
Bias,
face.
possibly bias, though.
Okay, probably bias, but some people would, let's say only 50% of people who are watching the video feel like they can't trust the hotels anymore. And what happened next? Maybe they say, oh, okay, I can just go into the hotel and ask them to change the sheet for me in front of my eyes. But there will be people keep asking, okay, are those sheets clean?
Yep.
Those appear to be clean, sheets clean. And
Yeah.
later on, they'll ask, what kind of chemical are they used to clean those sheets? Can I trust it anymore? So I think the problem of this is that once the trust is broken, it's really hard to repair. And that is why we're saying it's a huge deal. And this is not the first case of such kind of public, let's say, a crisis, because we've seen Haidilao, a well famous hotel, not hotel, restaurant, saying you trust Haidilao, however you see rats in the kitchen. So I don't think it's coincidence. I think there is something happening to the industry that is not worth
Well,
trusting.
listen, public standards, what the government says to hotels to do. At the same time, governments control the cleaning of public toilets, which don't get cleaned every hour or after every use, which means it's not life-threatening. But if Heidi Lau is using ladles to unclog their toilets and then cook your food, I'm telling you, you can get dangerously, 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 possibly life-threatening sick from that. Okay, so there's a level, a spectrum here of what's going to kill you and what's not, and what's going to be super harmful to you. An invisible stamp on your bed doesn't mean that you're sleeping in a an infested bed with germs and all these different. You can just use your imagination what would be in a bed. But here's what I'm going to say to you. You know, you seem to think we should all live in Disneyland, right? All security guards look at their monitors all the time, and they never look away. They don't go to potty breaks. Their job is to make sure that whatever they're watching is completely 100% safe, right?
That, my problem here is that
Let's take the security guard analogy here, right? Just like the
I would
cleaning
hope
lady.
that's happening, but if it's not happening, maybe I cannot do anything about it, but I can at least complain.
Right, but is that ever going to change the fact that human error, us cutting corners, these kind of things? I think the real fix-all here is that maybe these cleaning ladies have decided, hey, this room didn't look used, and I'm just not going to tell anybody and move on to the next one. Maybe they really checked it. But which one of us has not kind of decided to be a little more laxed in our responsibilities and deliver a product, but not necessarily if somebody doesn't know I didn't do this, it's not going to matter, it looks super clean. We've all been there. So don't hold people to that standard. Disney security guards constantly on the watch. These kind of things, that's not us. That's robots.
Okay, that was a heated debate, and since I was called out like 5 minutes ago, thank you so much. Now I
Sorry.
have a chance to answer to what Ryan said earlier. Ryan, you say
Yes.
cutting corners, that's part of human nature. You make it sound so commonplace, and I
It's
think
realistic.
to some extent, yes.
It's not
But
Disney.
cutting corners is not making excuse to people not doing their basic jobs. Here, when we talk about changing bed sheets, think about this. The dude that rolled over in that bed before I checked in, yeah, now I'm in the same bed as that dude. It's not life-threatening, but I could possibly get disease in the skin, or it is just completely gross. And when you look at hotel standards, that is more than cutting corners. That is not fulfilling your basic responsibility. That's how I see it. So I think, yes, cutting corners is one thing that maybe humans experience, but when eyes are not on you, how do you fulfill your basic responsibility?
First of all, maybe you've said to yourself, I'm going to go to the gym 3 times this week. But then you always cut corners. Maybe you say, oh, well, I walked an extra bit to work. I don't need to do that. That's the mentality we all have. So don't hold double standards, because people, if they're going to do that for something like their own health, they'll do it easily for things like a job, right? This is the grassroots of people that are cleaning a company, not the CEO, making the rules. Also, you sleep in a dirty bed that you've collected germs throughout the whole day. Maybe one day you came home and you just laid in bed. It was a tough day.
It's but my germs in my bed, you, not right, somebody no, else's germ in
can
my
I finish?
Bed. Yes.
Please, thank you. You sit in a subway that maybe somebody else sat there. You got maybe their sweat or germs you didn't necessarily see. Blah, blah, blah. Trust me, germs you pick up. You sleep in beds that aren't just your germs. This is life. For sure. But when there's visible stains that are just so apparent, it's like, hey, I don't clean this room, then I totally agree. Something is definitely wrong, and this is cause for concern. But I think this was just a trick to fool somebody they know was maybe cutting corners. You know, like in those security movies, the guy sneaks into the building because the security guard's not watching the camera, because the security guard isn't expecting somebody to come. And when the security guard does find out, he gets busted, right?
Should
well, the maid cleaning this room looked at the room. Maybe it was pristine. She didn't have a black light, and she just assumed it wasn't stayed in.
Or she's also maybe possibly as other
maybe yes.
inspections or investigations have shown that you use the toilet brush to clean the toilet seat. You can't see nothing, but actually invisible feces are on that toilet seat. And I'm just giving you an example. I'm not accusing hotels of all doing that, but you don't see the germs doesn't mean that right. It's not right. There. And certainly,
but these were stamps. For what we're talking about today, it was stamps, right?
Yes. So is it seeing for believing, that's it? Or is it that some more of the higher standards should be established out of all of this? You are listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Niu Honglin.